Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, an amazing announcement by the Skell Gas Company, which is a part of the Skelly Oil Company. It's a very special announcement for every person listening in tonight who lives beyond the city gas main. You can now enjoy all the comfort and convenience and cleanliness of real gas in a modern gas range in your own kitchen, even though you live miles away from the nearest gas main. Yes, you can enjoy it all through Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S. Now, Skell Gas is not a gasoline. It is rich, clean, natural gas. But instead of being piped to your house through gas mains, it's compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your door by your nearby Skell Gas dealer. Say, can you think of anything that would please Mother and the whole family more than a beautiful new Skell Gas kitchen range for Christmas? A hot flame at the flick of a lever. No dirt, no ashes, no fuel to carry. The Skell Gas way is the ideal way to cook delicious meals with the greatest of speed and the least of trouble. But listen, here's a special reason for acting now. This week, your nearby Skell Gas dealer is featuring a marvelous free gift for those who order a Skell Gas kitchen range before Christmas. This amazing free gift is a beautiful 57-piece set of color dinnerware. A complete 57-piece dinner set in the gay, colorful Barcelona pattern. Dishes, glassware, knives, forks, and spoons, all in gorgeous contrasting colors. This set of dinnerware would cost you up to $14.95 in many big city stores. Yet this very set can be yours, all 57 pieces of it, absolutely free with the purchase of any Skell Gas kitchen range if you act soon. Your nearby Skell Gas dealer is featuring this special pre-Christmas offer right now. A double Christmas gift for Mother and the whole family. Look for this colorful 57-piece Barcelona pattern dinnerware set in your Skell Gas dealer's window, together with a display of the beautiful new Skell Gas kitchen range. Get them both at the same price as the range alone on a liberal, easy payment plan. Ask your nearby Skell Gas dealer about this big free Christmas gift offer tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. Chuck Ramsey, you remember, made an extremely difficult landing on the square in front of the old Aztec temple at the foot of the waterfall. And here, Captain Midnight, playing with Señor Pareda, luckily discovered Chuck and his friends. So Señor Pareda quickly dropped a note instructing Chuck to meet him and Captain Midnight back at the dried lake bed. But in the meantime, other events are happening at the Pareda Hacienda. The pilot Zollinger, who has befriended Captain Midnight, is finally suspected of treachery by Ivan Shark and has been brought in by the servant Fang for questioning. Shark is speaking.
I'm going to tell you this, Zollinger. I know very well you are concealing some of the true facts. Yes, Zollinger. While you were standing in the very position you designate, that secret door opened and Captain Midnight, accompanied by some of his friends, came out. And you, Zollinger, permitted them to pass. And now you stand there and lie to me about it. You know full well the fate of those who deceive me. Are you prepared, Zollinger, to meet this fate? Because whether you are prepared or not, it is even now overtaking you. Are you ready, Fury?
Wait, Father. Wait.
He made motion with hand, Master.
I see. Zollinger, you have something you wish to communicate to me? Very well, then. Here is a pad of paper and a pencil. Right. Hand me the pad. Listen to this, Fury. Here is what Zollinger says. I came to you of my own will. I have no reason to betray you.
Perhaps, Father, this man is telling the truth.
You interest me, Zollinger. It is true that you came here of your own will. Why did you do so?
She wishes to write again, Father.
Go ahead, Zollinger. Write what you wish. Now then, Fury, here's what he has written. I came to you because you are utterly without scruples, morals, and completely unprincipled. I like to work for such a man. A rather unusual note, this, Solinger. I could become very angry at you, but such unusual frankness has its attraction for me.
Let him go, Father.
Just a moment. I have another question to ask Solinger. It was Gardo, was it not, who brought you in here?
He nod head, Master.
Something has just occurred to me, Solinger, and because of it, I'm going to let you go. But before you go, I must warn you again of the penalty for treachery. You understand what will happen to you, do you not?
He knows all right.
There is something about you, Solinger, that I like. You serve me well. You will be rewarded well. But now you will go. I have other matters to which I must attend. Show him out, Fang.
Yes, Master. Gardo is here, Master.
Very good, Fang. Tell him to come in. You will leave, Fury. And in the future, be sure to carry out my instructions to the letter.
Yes, Father.
I got a lot of news for you, Chief.
And I have news for you, Gardo. News that you will perhaps not like. Fang.
Yes, Master.
Close the door and stand on guard inside.
Oh, listen, Chief. I don't like anyone standing behind my back.
You may not like it, Gardo, but Fang will stand there just the same.
Well, what's this bad news you got for me, Chief?
I have just discovered you have been guilty of gross carelessness. You know very well what I mean.
Oh, now, just a second, Chief. As soon as I went out, I found Solinger and sent him in. Our Captain Midnight couldn't have got out this way without Solinger seeing him. And there's something else you got to remember.
Indeed, Gardo. What is that?
Well, this Senor Pareto was with him. For all you know, there may be some way out of that underground passageway.
There's a fair chance you may be right. And now, what news have you for me?
Well, I did just what you told me to do, Chief. I took off of the black two-seater Captain Midnight landed in the back pasture, and we run into that kid Chuck Ramsey in the air.
Excellent, Gardo. And to assume, I suppose, that Chuck Ramsey is no more.
Well, no, not exactly.
You mean to tell me, Gardo, that you met a mere boy like Chuck Ramsey in the air and he is still alive?
Well, I disabled his engine, Chief. I killed his prop.
And you had him cold. He lost his engine and had no means of defending himself. And you mean to tell me you still let him get away?
Well, he had no place to go, Chief. I was going to watch him and... Well, anyway, Chief, I couldn't kill him.
And why not?
Well, I'll tell you why. Now, this Dolores Pareto was in the rear seat. Now, if I killed him, she'd kick the bucket, too. And then you wouldn't be able to find out about the treasure. You wouldn't, would you?
I see. Very quick thinking on your part, indeed, Gatto. But how, tell me... How am I to find the location of the treasure from her when she is not in my hands?
Well, but she will be, Chief. All we gotta do is go and get her.
Indeed, Gardo. And where is she?
Well, this punk kid made a forced landing in the square in front of the Aztec temple at the foot of the waterfall.
Is that so?
Yeah.
This punk kid, as you call him, must not be such a bad pilot after all.
Well, I don't know how he got away with it, Chief. I swear I don't. And another thing. That Donovan girl, Petsy, and those two old miners and another kid, they're all down there together.
How did the others get down there?
Well, you got me, Chief.
There must be some way of getting from the extinct crater down to the old temple. We will have to look into that.
Well, hadn't we better round up some of the gang and go and get them?
Just a moment, Gardo. Senor Paredes' treasure is located somewhere in a dungeon below that old temple. It may occur to Captain Midnight that the temple would be a good place to take refuge. In fact, this situation is beginning to develop some very interesting possibilities. Leave me now, Gardo, while I consider them. Perhaps you have not done so badly after all.
In the meantime, Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda have joined Chuck and the others, and they have carried Dolores into the safety of the cave, which shelters Ma Donovan and Patsy. Outside the mouth of the cave, Captain Midnight and Chuck are talking things over. Let's listen as Captain Midnight says.
How is Dolores feeling now, Chuck?
Well, she's coming along swell, Red. Ma and Patsy are taking care of her.
Oh, good. Well, Chuck, we've accomplished a lot today. Now we've got to think about the next step.
Well, it's only noon now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we'd better do next?
There's one thing I'm very anxious to do, Chuck. The possession of two planes in flying condition would help us a lot. Now, I'm wondering whether it would be possible to fly that plane out of the open space in front of the temple.
Gee, Red, I don't know. There's only one direction you could fly out anyway.
Yes, I know that. The takeoff would have to be made in the same direction from which you landed.
Right. The plane would have to be turned around with the tail practically hanging over the cliff. And you'd have to start from there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a low wall at the other side of the square. I had an awful time getting over it when I landed, and... Well, I've got my doubts.
Well, Chuck, I looked things over carefully from the air before Senor Parada and I flew back. I think a takeoff would be possible, but it'd be very difficult.
I think you could do it, Red. But the only thing is, there's a chance that you might crack up. And if you cracked up there, well, it would only mean one thing.
Yes, Chuck, I know. A crack up would mean only one thing. Death.
Is it worth a chance, Red?
We need that plane badly, Chuck. And that takeoff can be accomplished if we can lighten the ship enough. Take out everything that isn't necessary. Dump all excess gas, leaving just enough to fly it up here.
Gee, Red, we could lighten the ship up a lot. I know we could. Hmm? There's a lot of stuff that could be taken out.
My plan would be to turn the ship around. Rev the motor wide open with the wheels locked with the brakes. Then, release them suddenly. On those hard flagstones, the ship will gather speed very quickly.
Well, listen, Red, there's one thing we've forgotten.
Well, what's that?
The weight of the pilot. You weigh 195, and I only weigh 145. Now, that's a difference of 50 pounds. And, well, that's an awful lot.
Yes. It might be the difference between success and failure. But no, Chuck. No, I couldn't think of it. I couldn't let you take the chance.
Oh, but gosh, Ned. It's for Patsy and Maud Donovan and the Paraders and you and everybody else. You've often told me never to take a chance unless it was to accomplish something worthwhile. I'm sure I could get the ship off, Red. Won't you let me try?
Well, I don't know what to say, Chuck. It's much worse than making a decision for myself.
Oh, please, Red. It's the only logical thing to do.
Ivan Shark will destroy that plane if it sits there very long. All right, Chuck. It's dangerous, but I'm going to let you try it. Come on, let's get started.
Well, after just having made the most difficult landing he has ever accomplished, Chuck Ramsey is faced with an even more difficult task. Will he be able to get the black plane off? Can he jump the wall at the far end of the temple square? Don't miss tomorrow's adventure when Chuck attempts the thrilling takeoff in front of the temple. Tune in to Captain Midnight. Now remember, your nearby Skell gas dealer is featuring a marvelous free set of gay, colorful Barcelona pattern dinnerware. 57 pieces, complete with dishes, glassware, knives, forks, and spoons, all in gay contrasting colors and sold in many stores for as much as $14.95 a set, absolutely free with every Skell Gas kitchen range bought before Christmas. They give mother a gift the whole family will help her enjoy for years to come. A beautiful Skell Gas range, plus the comfort and convenience of Skell Gas itself, plus a beautiful 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware. All for the price of the Skell Gas range alone. Ask your nearby Skell Gas dealer about this remarkable free Christmas gift offer tomorrow. If there is not a Skell Gas dealer near you, send a postcard to the Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Skell Gas. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Chuck successfully accomplish his very dangerous task? Will Ivan Sharp ambush Captain Midnight and his friends in the struggle for the Parada treasure? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and...